The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 87 new COVID-19 cases and 2 deaths in its latest update posted November 19. The deaths include a Collingwood and a Barry man, both were between 65 and 79 years old. One of the men died on November 17 and the other died on November 18. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Collingwood, 2, one person between 18 and 34 years old and one person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Clearview, 1, one person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 4, one person between 18 and 34 years old, two people between 35 and 44 years old and one person between 65 and 79 years old. 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 2 are still under investigation. Barry, 36, 11 youth under 18 years old, 10 people between 18 and 34 years old, 6 people between 35 and 44 years old, 8 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 7 cases are outbreak-related, 6 are linked to close contact transmission, and 3 are listed as community-acquired, no known link. The rest are still under investigation. Springwater, 4, 2 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 3 cases are linked to close contact transmission, and the 4th case is still under investigation. Innisfil, 6, 1 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 3 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 3 are still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 6, 3 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 3 cases are linked to close contact, 1 is outbreak-related, and 2 are under investigation. Orillia, 2, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community-acquired, no known link, and the other is still under investigation. Midland, 1, one person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. Severn, 4, 3 youth under 18 years old and one person between 35 and 44 years old. The youth cases are outbreak-related, and the 4th case is linked to close contact transmission. Penetanguishene, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and one person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and 1 is still under investigation. Tay, 1, one person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is still under investigation. Issa, 5, 1 youth under 18 years old, one person between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link. 1 is linked to close contact transmission, and 2 are still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 2, one person between 18 and 34 years old and one person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission and the other is still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 2, one youth under 18 years old and one person between 18 and 34 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other case is outbreak related. Muskoka District, 9, 6 people from Bracebridge and 3 people from Huntsville. Included in the new cases reported today are 51 unvaccinated, 2 partially vaccinated, and 34 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 477 active cases in the region. 21 people from Simcoe County and 2 from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 14,902 cases of COVID-19 with 14,148 of those cases recovered and 277 cases ending in death. Nearly 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 76% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include West Bayfield Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 6 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 3 cases. Severn Shores Public School, Cumberland Beach, declared November 18, 4 cases. Emma King Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 17, 7 cases. Maple Grove Public School, Barrie, declared November 16, 12 cases. St. Joan of Arc Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 16, 2 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 3 cases. Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 15, 5 cases. W.C. Little Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 12, 8 cases. Nottawa Elementary School, Clearview Township, declared November 12, 3 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 7 cases. St. Bernadette Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 9, 2 cases. St. Peter Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 8, 6 cases. Unnamed private school in Simcoe County, declared November 8, 2 cases. ECC Samuel de Champlain Public School, Orillia, declared November 3, 9 cases. St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 1, 10 cases. An outbreak declared at Ferndale Woods Elementary School in Barrie has now been declared over. There were 2 cases associated with the outbreak. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include Recreation Camp in Simcoe County, declared November 10, 3 cases. Mapleview Community Church, Barrie, declared November 4, 27 local cases, with more cases in people who live outside the region. Unnamed childcare facility, declared November 8, 9 cases. Unnamed shelter, declared November 1, 26 cases. A second unnamed shelter, declared November 8, 7 cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on November 18. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine adj Tosarantio 230223 2 November 18 1941 N, a 75.5% Barrie 5064, 702, 130, 10 November 18 3, 298,106 84.8% Bradford WG 2,315 2,250 39 The 1st of November 18 5,303 41 84.4% Clearview 171, 152, 5 November 18 1,138 53 83.5% Collingwood 298, 287, 4 November 18 1,208 N, A 88.9% ESA 595, 575, 5, 2 November 18 2,468 46 73.7% Innisfil 1,440 1,394 21 The 2nd of November 18 3,493 51 83.2% Midland 229, 213 6 November 18 1,251 27 86.6% New Tecumseth 1,707 1,665 19 November 18 4,032 43 79.2% Orillia 415 390 9 1 November 18 1,228 47 89.1% Oro Medant 280,269 The 6th of November 16 1,203 83.3% Penetanguishene 247 228 8 November 18 2,563 73 90.5% Remara 135 132 1 November 17 1,291 N A 85.7% Severn 105, 93, 3 November 18 700 N, A 84.6% Springwater 364, 343, 2, 1 November 18 1698 84.6% Tay 141, 132, 3 November 18 1257 N, A 86.6% Tiny 157,151 The 2nd of November 16 1170 N. A 79% Wasaga Beach 344-325-5-4 November 18 1451 68 85.7% tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.